Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Carol Roth is here, folks. Carol is a member of our Brain Trust, one of the newer members. She's a business strategist helping companies, mostly small and medium-sized businesses, put their best foot forward in the marketplace, including with mergers and acquisitions and raising capital. And you may have seen her on television. She does a lot of TV these days. She's the author of the best-selling book, The Entrepreneur Equation, and she's here to talk to us about that very topic. Carol Roth, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be chatting with you.
Good to have you back. Carol, you're out there with your finger on the pulse of the marketplace, especially the entrepreneurial landscape. What are you seeing? What are you if for folks who are listening right now and they're either thinking about getting in business or they're trying to grow their business? What are you seeing out there for them?
Well, that pulse that I have on the landscape, that heartbeat's very slow right now, Jim. Look, it's a tough time out there, and you can look at it in one of two ways. You can look at that as a threat, or you can look at that as an opportunity, and it depends on which way that you want to come at it. You know, mm-hmm. I tend to be a little bit contrarian and the glasses half empty kind of gal, but that being said, you know, there certainly are ways to take things that are weaknesses and make them strengths. I think that, you know, the landscape right now is so incredibly competitive. The technology has made it so easy for people to enter the marketplace. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it has made the customer so distracted. And while it's easy to reach out to people, it's very difficult to capture their mind share, to get their attention, to get them to any call to action. So I think There's this false sense of, oh, it's so easy to reach everyone. Well, yeah, it's easier to reach them, but it's harder to get them to do something.
And Blasingame's third law of small business states that it's easy to start a small business, but it's not easy to run and grow one successfully.
Just like a marriage, right? It's very
exactly
easy to plan
right.
a wedding.
Yeah.
You could have a lot of fun picking out your linens and your band and your menu.
That's exactly what I think about when I'm planning a marriage. Yeah, that me too. Uh-huh.
I know. I could imagine that was sort of like your number one
exactly.
three right in
yeah.
a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but, you know, the happily ever after is the difficult part. It's the blocking and tackling. It's the execution on a day-to-day basis. And, frankly, that's the part that's not sexy or as much fun for most people.
Right. So
it makes it really difficult when you have to go out there and fight tooth and nail, and then you've got an environment that's incredibly challenging. You know, some of the things that we're seeing out there, you know, not only does the consumer sort of have less money to spend and is distracted, but we're seeing some real signs of inflation. Even though the consumer pricing index, you know, is only up a little bit, there's a newer index called the Everyday Price Index that
right.
takes into account things like, you know, everyday staples. And small businesses are the ones that are really seeing those and don't have the ability to absorb those extra costs.
Yeah, which means, yeah, exactly. They don't have as much pricing power as they need. Their cost of goods sold is going up, but they're not able to raise their prices. And so and their basic operating expenses are going up, and so they're getting squeezed. Their profit margin is getting squeezed in the middle, isn't it?
It is. And so, you know, we saw in back in March that small business optimism for the first time in months was on the downtrend, and I think things like inflation, like the price of fuel going up, and just the general mm-hmm. amount of uncertainty. I mean, you know, yesterday was tax day. If you think about the number of tax cuts that are temporary and are expiring
right.
at the end of this year, I mean, that's enough to make your head spin, you know, let alone everything else. So I just think that the environment, with it being so uncertain, is putting a lot of pressure on the small business owner. You know, that being said, if you're crafty, you can always take advantage of the fact that everybody else is panicking, but it is a reality, and it's something that we're seeing across the board.
One of the things, though, that I'd like to point out is that if you are in business right now and you're a viable business and you've come through the last 3 years, you can weather just about anything at this point. I think my point is that I think you should kind of stop for a moment, pat yourself on the back and say, okay, if I've survived through the last 3 years or so, you know, I've learned how to run my business. And as the economy picks up, and I think it will after this year, Carol Roth, I think the economy will pick up after this year. I think that those companies that are in business right now are going to be fine, and they're going to be more profitable going forward than they've ever been because of that. What do you think?
Well, I certainly think what does not kill you makes you stronger, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think there are ways, you know, I hate to say to be your own sort of vulture capitalist, but to capitalize on the fact that all of your competitors are struggling. And you think it's as simple as if one of your competitors goes out of business, you know, grab their website domain and redirect it to yours. You know,
right.
Find a way to take advantage
That's a good strategy. It's a little bit dark, but folks, it works.
It's survival of the fittest. So I agree with
right.
you. I don't know that I agree about the economic recovery. I think, you know, one of the things that I'm doing is synthesizing a lot of economic data right now. And, you know, I can make a strong case either way that this is either, we're either headed into another recession or we're going to come out of it. And I think, unfortunately, the data is so convoluted from all the different areas and the whole world is so messed up that, you know, we could end up being on the upswing just because we're the best of the worst.
Notwithstanding,
I wish I had that crystal ball.
But Carol, notwithstanding the problems in Europe, which we can't do anything about, I don't think we should ever underestimate how much of the current attitude about the economy is based on uncertainty from small business owners and anxiety of the consumer. If we can ever get those two things off of the small business owners and consumers, and Americans start thinking about America as what made us what we are today, not what we've been doing for the last year or two. I think if we can ever get beyond that, I think America can rebound, and I think it will.
Yeah, well, and I love that. I mean, one of the things that I've been out there advocating is, you know, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yep.
And I think that there's just been far too much class warfare, party
Absolutely.
Warfare, too much separation. And at the end of the day, what makes America great is that, you know, this is a land of opportunity, and if you put your mind to something, you can make it happen. But everybody has to have that mindset of scrappiness, get rid of the entitlement, and that we all have to come together and find our place.
And get rid of shared sacrifice, and let's start talking more about shared opportunity.
Absolutely.
That's what we've
rising tides lifts all boats.
Carol,
give us your
website, please.
CarolRoth.com.
ROTH. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. When we come back, Carol's been doing a lot of studying of the jobs bill, including the crowdfunding part of that. And she's going to give us a report on that after these messages, and you can decide whether there's something in this for you. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.